This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech, the podcast that keeps you updated and educated.
Tech Guide, episode 592. Hello and welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. My name is Stephen Fenech. I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, the serious problem we're facing with the upcoming 3G shutdown. Samsung and LG go head-to-head as they fire the starting gun for the launch of the 2024 TVs. And Uniden has released its first 5K resolution dash cam. In the Tech Guide reviews, we take a look at the new Samsung Galaxy A55 smartphone. We also run our eye over the new MacBook Air with M3 and the portable air purifier that can offer clean air in your personal space. And we'll answer all of your tech questions, of course, in the Tech Guide help desk. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, the company that keeps you always connected, and Norton, the company that keeps you always protected. Well, 3G, the 3G networks are about to be closed down. Vodafone's has actually already been closed. That was shut down in December 2023, so just a few months ago. And Telstra will shut off theirs on June 30, 2024. Optus will shut off its 3G on September the 1st, 2024. So we've got a few months. But there's been an issue that's come to light about the danger with that up to 750,000 Australians are facing. Now, in all the talk, and I've done plenty of interviews and written plenty of stories about the 3G shutdown, all the talk has been around having a handset that is 4G compatible. So in other words, being able to make calls on the 4G network. Now, apparently there's a lot of handsets that as recently released as 2019 that actually are 4G compatible, so 4G calls. But when it comes to making 000 calls, so calls to emergency services, that device would have to divert to 3G to complete that call. So basically, if you own that phone and you're in an emergency and need to ring 000, you won't be able to get through because your device, despite the fact that it is can make 4G phone calls, cannot connect to 000 because it requires the 3G network on that particular device. So this is an issue facing, they estimate 740,000 handsets are still out there in the wild. That's how many people could be affected. Now, the problem with this is that if you do happen to own one of those devices, and we've listed them on our website here on Tech Guide. So if you own one of these, and we're talking an iPhone 5, an iPhone 5S, Samsung Galaxy S5, the iPad Air, the iPad Mini 3, Oppo A57. So the whole list is there. The Aspera A42. They're all there. So if you do own one of those, I think it's best to contact your telco to make sure you're not left in the dark once the 3G networks are closed down. You don't want to find that out too late. If you're in the middle of an emergency and you realize you can't ring 000, it could potentially be a life-threatening situation. So what I think the government has formed a working group and are talking to the telcos to ensure that they contact their customers and make sure that all of them are covered in the event of an emergency call once after the 3G networks are shut down. Now, why are they shutting 3G? That's to give 4G and 5G more room. I've explained this a few times. Consider a telco's network like a block of land, and pop up. That's all divided into different parts. So there's a section that was there left over for 3G. And there's a bit for 4G and a bit for 5G. Now, if you get rid of 3G, that leaves more room for more 4G and 5G. And that's how they – it's what they call their spectrum. That's how they divvy up their spectrum. So that's the reason why 3G is shutting down. According to Telstra, only 1% of their customers use the 3G network today. So that's it's not that 1% though could that they could require help, emergency help, and may not be able to connect to 000. So I think it's important that if you're listening to this now, perhaps it might not be yourself that might be affected, but it might be, I don't know, elderly parents, grandparents, children who may have those older hand-me-down devices. Or I think there's a lot of older Australians who are comfortable with the device and they don't want to upgrade it, that they could be hanging on to one of these products. So I think if you are listening, if you're potentially the list is on Tech Guide, you potentially know someone who may have one of these devices, you don't want them to get caught out in the event of an emergency once the 3G network is shut down. Now, there's some technical detail here. So the devices are for them to work on 000, they need to be 4G VoLTE compatible. So the VoLTE stands for voice over LTE. So that's the emergency calling standard that those newer handsets have built in. If you don't have VoLTE on your device, it won't be able to connect to emergency services because it has to divert via 3G to make that connection. So if the newer devices are the ones that have that VoLTE, which is short for voice over LTE. LTE is short for long term evolution, which is another name for 4G. So there you have it. 3G closing as Telstra's in June, Optus in September, Vodafone's already gone. So yeah, I think keep an eye out. Make sure that those people around you that may not realise that they need to upgrade their devices, hopefully their telcos will reach out to them as well. And if you're not sure, you know what? Go into a store, take your device, and they'll tell you if it's older than 5 years old, 5 or 6 years, it's worth going in to see your telco or ringing up someone and asking them whether this is still going to work once the 3G network is shut down. If you want to see that complete list and read more about that story, check it out, techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
Well, have you heard that noise? That's the starter's gun. LG and Samsung are off and running. The new 2024 TVs are now available. Not all of their Samsungs. LG got ahead of them this year. LG's range is available now. Their range of OLED and QNED TVs. Samsung has released today, March 18, they've released their latest OLED TV range. So the rest of their Neo QLED range is coming. But it is an interesting tussle between the giants, the Korean electronic giants. LG they've hit the ground running with their range, and some of their prices are actually cheaper than last year, would you believe? So I often tell people that if you're looking for a bargain, go and look at last year's TVs, which are being run out because the this year's TVs are coming in. But in the case of LG, I would look at this year's TVs because they have some that are up to 25% cheaper than last year's model. So imagine that last year's model is more expensive than this year's model. And that's exactly what's happening. So the LG B4 OLED, the 65-inch models, they're priced at $2,499, $3,299 respectively. That's 20% cheaper than the 2023 equivalents. Can you believe? But it gets even better. The QNED 86, the 65-inch model of that QNED TV, that is $2,299, and that's 25% cheaper than last year's equivalent. 65-inch, $2,300, let's call it, brand new 2024, latest processor, latest technology. Same with the B4 OLED, 55, 65, $2,500, $3,300, 20% cheaper. I think that's going to entice a few customers through the door there. The full range and pricing of all of the LG range, and we're talking also OLED, OLED Evo, QNED, even their lifestyle TVs, which are also available. The Stand By Me, which is the TV on wheels. It's got a stand and you can wheel it around the house. The Stand By Me Go is an interesting one too. This is a TV that comes in a metal suitcase, so you can take it anywhere with you. They also have some info there about the other lifestyle TVs as well, but they're all there. I think the LG had their launch at the Allianz Stadium last week. And the focus, or the reason for that, was because it's a big sporting year. They're thinking, you know, it's a good excuse to buy a telly. The NRL season's just kicked off. The AFL season's kicked off. There's a big, this massive soccer events later this year. The Paris Olympics is on. And so, yeah, that's being Australians love sport, and that's a great marketing ploy for to play to that that love of our sport, because we do use it as an excuse to upgrade our TVs. Now, the highlights in the LG OLED lineup, of course, are the G series and the M series, the G4 OLED and the M4 OLED. These are superb televisions. The G series, the G4, is that zero, has that zero connect box, so you can actually link it up. There's the only thing you need at the TV is power. So the zero connect box then can zoom through. So actually, sorry, it's the M4 that has the zero connect box. And that allows you to place your sources anywhere. So you can put it up the back of the room and you can just plug everything in. And the only thing you need near your television is power. So it really frees up your options on where to place your TV. If you want a wall mount, it makes that even easier as well. All you need to do is get power to the TV. No other cables will be seen because they're coming from the Zero Connect box, which could be up the back of the room. So, yeah, really interesting. But over to Samsung, they have also released their OLED TV, and this is smart. They've released this TV with special technology built in, because OLED to Samsung is obviously not as bright or as prominent as their Neo QLED range. OLED seems to be the second tier option for Samsung. They're still their flagship products are still the Neo QLED, which are super bright, super colorful. OLED for Samsung, since they went back into the OLED market, has always been the TV you put in the room that's a bit darker, that like a bedroom or another room, rather than placing it in your living area. Now, I don't know whether they've had a change of tune, but the OLED this year by Samsung has this new anti-glare technology, which can help maintain the brightness of the TV and the sharpness as well, while still getting rid of any kind of reflection. So the OLEDs tend to be glossy, and with gloss comes reflection. But this new technology called glare, it's been verified as glare-free by the Underwriters Laboratories. That's an independent safety science company. They're the ones saying that this will not reflect anything. And it's built for Australian homes, because we live in open plan, bright living areas. That's where we put our TVs, not in dark rooms where you pull the curtains shut. We do like to view our TVs in those open areas. And so having this anti-glare technology makes it a great option for Aussie customers. And brightness is improved thanks to that anti-glare technology. The Samsung S95D OLED, that's the model number. It's also the first to be Pantone validated HDR OLED. So Pantone is that color company, and so they can match the colors in the Pantone scale, which is pretty impressive little badge of honor there. It's powered by the Quantum HDR OLED. It also has 4K upscaling, OLED HDR Plus as well. Has the motion rate 200, so great for watching sport and action movies. True Dolby Atmos, object tracking sound, and it's just 11.2 millimeters thick. It's very thin because OLED is self-emitting pixels, so they don't need a backlight. And so a pixel's either on or it's off. That's why you get those amazing black levels. So, yeah, Samsung jumping in there, but LG got 11 years of OLED behind them and 10 years of WebOS. That's interesting. Their operating system, WebOS, 10 years old this year, LG. You're not going to believe where it originated. That software used to be the Palm Pilot operating system, and it's evolved quite significantly to now run all of LG's TVs, both the OLED and the QLED range. So, yeah, used to be – anyone remember the Palm Pilot? That used to be – who knew that would evolve to be the WebOS operating system for LG? Unbelievable. Anyway, you can check out all our stories about LG and their TV lineup and all the pricing and that Samsung OLED TV as well. You can check them out both at techguide.com.au. Now let's talk dash cams. And Uniden has released its latest range of dash cams, including its first 5K resolution model. Now, resolution is very important with a dash cam because the more detail, the more resolution means more detail, and that more detail means you can capture information like number plates and street signs and car model makes and models. And so more detail is great when it comes to dash cams because you never know when you're going to need it. You never know when you're going to have to zoom in and see the number plate of the car that may be backed into you at the, in the car park. But the new Uniden dash cam range can certainly offer that. And there's a few in the series. There's two main series. There's the Dash View series and there's the iGo Cam series. So let's start with the Dash View series. And this is the new Dash View 60 Plus has 5K resolution, a 150 wide-angle front-facing camera. So that's pretty good. Capture great quality there. Now, under the hood, it's as powerful. A camera's only is as powerful as its sensor. And this the 5K dash cam has the Sony Starvis sensor. Sensor's important because it needs to handle low light. It needs to handle a wide dynamic range, like really bright, really dark, everything in between. It needs to be able to handle that because you've got to see detail. I've seen cheaper dash cams where they've tried to look at the video because the sun was shining a certain way and there was reflections and stuff. It blew out the image. They couldn't see anything. So it was useless. But with the Sony Starvis sensor, you're getting that amazing quality no matter what the conditions are, and you'll see all that detail as well. Now, I mentioned car park before, and the Dash View dash cams have smart parking mode. So they can actually record motion-activated events in 60-second blocks. So say some smarty pants backs into your car or, I don't know, hits your car, opens their door on your car and dings your car, then it'll record in 60-second blocks. And being 5K, you'll be able to see that. So say they've backed into your car, haven't stopped to leave a note, drive off, there's damage. You can see it happening. And then also read their number plate and then report them if they don't leave a note, of course. So, yeah, it gives you a bit of peace of mind that your pride and joy is protected in the car park. There's also the Dash View 60R. That's a 4K smart dash cam. So it's got a 2K, it's got a 4K front dash cam, 2K Super HD rear camera. So it gives you even more vision around your car. So it allows you, like a lot of accidents are sort of rear enders. So having vision at the back is very important. But they've also got the Dash View 40R, which is actually three cameras in one. So it's got one facing out, 4K resolution. It's got a full HD rear camera, but there's also a cabin camera. So it's recording what's happening inside the car as well. You think about who that would be good for. Couriers, cab drivers, Uber drivers, perfect for them. And now all the Dash View cameras too have built-in Wi-Fi. And so what you do is if you want to download or view a video, you just connect the app to the device, create a little network between your iPhone or Android phone, and you can see them all the video on the Dash View app and then download it, and then you're able then to send it off and do whatever you need, whether it's you need to send it to an insurance company, the police, so you're protected. Now let's talk about the iGo Cam series. These are the more affordable. By the way, the Dash View, I should tell you the price, of course. The Uniden Dash View 60 Plus, the 5K is $399.95. The Dash View 60R, that's front and back camera, 4K front, 2K back, $499.95. The 40R, that's at 3-in-1, that's $429.95. The iGo camera series, much cheaper. In fact, they start at under $100. The iGo Cam 35, $99.95. It's got a little screen on the front, 130-degree wide-angle field of view, and has the same kind of black box sensitivity if your car is involved in an accident or sudden braking, it automatically puts that recording into a special folder. But has a 2-inch LCD screen on the front, full HD camera. The iGo Cam 45R, which is $179.95, has a 3-inch LCD, 2K color camera, full HD rear, and Wi-Fi connectivity to easily view and transfer the videos using the Uniden companion app as well. Really easy too. There's sticker mounted. The iGo cams, really easy to position. The dash views, I think, need professional installation. Or if you're pretty handy, you can do that yourself as well. The Uniden dash cams, check them all out. techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly supported by Netgear. They're Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. If your home demands superior Wi-Fi, treat it with a masterpiece in connectivity. Bring your Wi-Fi up to speed with Orbi Wi-Fi 6E from Netgear. Orbi Wi-Fi 6E is the first and only Wi-Fi 6 quad band whole home mesh system, opening an exclusive all-new 6 gigahertz superhighway that's fine-tuned to deliver unprecedented Wi-Fi speeds and smoother streaming simultaneously across the smart homes of today and tomorrow. It's Wi-Fi perfectly engineered. Wi-Fi 6E, the fastest Wi-Fi ever. Find out more at netgear.com.au/best Wi-Fi.
And now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenech.
Now, I know we talked about it last week. It was only just announced a week ago, but we've had a week to play with it, the Samsung Galaxy A series. Now, there's two in the series, the A35 and the A55. We received the A55 to review, so I'm just talking about that only. This is their more affordable range. This is $699. And I think this proves that you don't need to spend big money for a decent phone. This is, I think, one of the best value smartphones on the market. So if you're looking for a phone, for an Android phone, you want to spend, you don't want to go entry level, but you want slightly above entry level and have a lot of the features that you used to find on flagship devices, then this is the phone for you. And now mid-tier phones are benefiting from that trickle down of technology. You know, the technology that's flagship of 2 or 3 years ago ends up in these mid-tier products first. So this is in pretty good shape. It does tick all the boxes. So it's got good design, nice 6.6-inch screen, an impressive camera, and a battery that lasts easily a day and a half. And what more can you want? And it costs less than $700. I'll point out what you're not getting a bit later, including wireless charging. I'll talk about that a bit down the track. But this is still has an impressive list of features, and some of them that are on the list for the first time too with the Galaxy A series. Design-wise, you're looking at a pretty slick and premium design. It's got an aluminium frame with brushed metal finish, flat edges, and a glossy rear panel. I did notice one thing that Samsung didn't notice is that the color of the rear panel actually continues up the sides of the lenses on the A55, on the A35 that's black on all the models. So whatever color the phone is, there's two colors. Around the lenses on the A55, that color continues as well. A nice little bit of attention to detail there. The screen, great size, nice thin bezels. On the camera side, you've got a 50 megapixel wide main camera, 12 megapixel ultra wide, 5 megapixel macro. And you know what? Plays a massive selfie game too. If you love your selfies, the A55, would you believe, has a 32 megapixel front-facing camera. So, you know, get ready for that if you love your selfies. Now, of course, it doesn't have the A24 quality, but the camera is still impressive. I've shared some photos I took with the A55. But as I wrote in my review, I challenge anyone to point out the differences. If they can tell the differences of a shot taken on an S74 and an A55, then you've got a very good eye. Another addition to the A55 for the first time is AI image signal processing. And what does that mean? It means that better performance in low light. This used to be a Galaxy S exclusive feature. Now it is aboard the Galaxy A. So low light images and videos, it really does come into its own. It even has night portrait mode and 12-bit HDR video as well. So add real punch to your content right there. You'll also find that there's optical image stabilization and video digital image stabilization. So no more shaky videos or out of focus images. Another first for the Samsung Galaxy A series is Samsung Knox Vault. So this is a security software that's both protects both the hardware and the software. It basically encrypts everything, all your info. It encrypts it on your device, and including all your private data, your PIN codes, passwords, and patterns, and various things like that. It's all safely protected. So if you lose this phone or it's stolen, no one can access your data because amazing security. It goes even further, though. The security also includes a new security measure called Auto Blocker. This is when you're installing apps, it'll warn you. It won't allow installations from unauthorized sources, as well as potentially preventing you from installing malware on your device. So you've got to be careful there. Now, I spoke about what you don't get on the A55. There's a few things. Well, not a few, a couple. No wireless charging. So if you you need a cable to charge this phone, this might be a bit of a nuisance for drivers. I know there's a lot of cars nowadays that come with wireless charging pads. Unfortunately, you're going to have to stick to the charging cable. So you don't have the wireless charging. Galaxy AI, of course, that was introduced with the S24, not featured on the A55. So you'll have to go, to the S24 if you want all those amazing AI features. There's AI on board the A55, basically to help you take better photos and make the device run a bit more smoothly. Battery-wise, 5,000 milliamp hour battery, so easily lasted us a day and then some. There was like 30, 40% sometimes at the end of the day, so easily take you into the next day. A55 is available in two colors, Awesome Navy and Awesome Lilac. $699 goes on sale March 25. So yeah, the A55 5G ticks all the boxes, has good design, good display, excellent camera, long-lasting battery. And what more do you want than that? If you want to check out our complete review, you can see that at techguide.com.au. We also spoke about the MacBook Air with M3 last week. We've actually got our hands on the 15-inch MacBook Air, and I think probably the best thin and light laptop you can buy right now. Does really punch above its weight, literally above its weight. You look at this thing and think, how could something so thin and light be so powerful? But they've actually done it. Apple has done it with the M3. Now, and I make the point that this is an incremental improvement, okay? So if you bought last year's M2, I wouldn't be rushing out to buy this. It's like when the new iPhones come out, the new Galaxy series comes out, and everyone goes, oh, not much of an improvement on last year. Well, it's not meant for the customer who bought last year's phone. It's meant for the customer who hasn't bought a phone or a laptop for 4 years, 5 years in some cases. That's who these phones, or in this case, the laptop, is for. So just remember that. If you've got an M2, I wouldn't bother. Even if you've got an M1, I'd say sit tight. If you've got a six-year-old MacBook Air with an Intel chip, then you know what? This might be time to upgrade. So the improvement is there. It's noticeable, but it's not so much that you would have to upgrade if you really wanted to. Good luck to you. But if you've got the M2, even the M1, I think you're good. You're still good. This is aimed at someone new to the MacBook Air, maybe upgrading from a much older MacBook Air. So just wanted you to keep that in mind as we talk about it. It has the Liquid Retina display, up to 500 nits of brightness. So yeah, on the performance side, you are going to notice slight improvements, slight bumps. It is the M3 MacBook Air is 60% faster than the MacBook Air, the M1 MacBook Air, 13 times faster than the Intel-based models from a few years ago. And that's a jump. Now, the appeal of having the M3 means you're able to handle those high-end applications. So there's a lot of applications that require a lot of processing power, including things like video editing software. You might have five different streams happening, eight different streams happening. Well, there's a lot of also 3D modeling and 3D design applications that in most cases, that software, you can't just use it at a desk-bound workstation. You need to be in the workshop, in the lab, wherever you're doing your work. You need to have that by your side, and that's the appeal of the M3 with the MacBook Air being so thin and light. you're able to walk around in the workshop with it and still have that power that's required. Like an engineer can't be stuck behind a big workstation looking at a 3D design. They've got to be out there. They've got to be in the studio, in the lab, doing what they need to do. So it can bring your work where you need it most, is what I said in my review. One of the impressive improvements, though, is the ability now for the MacBook Air with M3 to support up to 2 external displays even when the laptop lid is closed. Now, it only works with the laptop lid closed. So before you have one open, you have it open and have a secondary monitor, you would kind of use the laptop as one monitor and then the screen as another. In this instance, you're technically not getting any more screens. You're just able to put your laptop away and have two bigger screens there in front of you. And I understand there's going to be a software update so that the MacBook Pro with M3 can also do that as well. The M3 chip has a 8-core CPU, up to 10-core GPU, can support up to 24 gigabytes of unified memory. And if you're wondering what that is, unified memory is the new name that Apple uses instead of RAM. PCs use RAM. Apple uses unified memory because these are Apple's chips, so they can call the RAM whatever they want. Plenty of improvements. The M3, I've listed all the speed improvements, and great for gaming too. If you're into your gaming, it does give you better performance, faster run speed on the MacBook Air with M3. It's also great for using the Excel spreadsheets, Final Cut Pro. You're using it for all these other high-end applications. So on Apple Silicon, it's going to really power along. On the AI side, there are ways to use AI, and I had a little bit of a discussion with Apple about this. AI, to me, with Apple, is still very much in the background. They're saying that their computers have had machine learning and neural processing for years, and they're right. That's sort of the bedrock of AI, but it's not in-your-face AI like we're seeing with Samsung, Galaxy AI, or Microsoft, you know, Windows, Copilot. It's not in your face like that, and it needs to be. So I'm looking forward to the Worldwide Developers Conference in June, where all these new OSs are going to have AI all over them, including the MacBook Air. The MacBook Air with M3 starts at $1,799. The 15-inch, that's for the 13-inch. I reviewed the 15-inch. So the 13-inch is exactly the same as the 15 in terms of performance. It's just got a smaller screen. The $1,799 for the 13-inch M3, $2,199 to start with for the 15-inch MacBook Air with M3. The 13-inch with M2, the 13-inch MacBook Air with M2 still available, $1,599. And 4 colors, midnight, starlight, silver, and space gray. The one in my review is starlight, so it looks like a slightly silvery gold color. That's what they call starlight nowadays. So, yeah, if you want to check that out, our 15-inch MacBook Air with M3, check out our review at techguide.com.au. Now, you know what? Clean air and air purifiers are pretty popular products nowadays. In fact, last week we spoke about Acer and their Acer Pure range. Well, how about a portable air purifier? This one fits in your hand. It's about the size of those portable little drink bottles and like those big coffee cups that you can take your coffee and screw the lid on and it stays hot. It's about that size and shape. And it's from XCD. So XCD, that brand you can buy at JB Hi-Fi. It's their portable air purifier. $129. So this is basically clean air wherever you go. So if you have sensitivities and allergies and other problems, then you can take this with you wherever you're sitting, sleeping, working, even when you're driving. It does fit perfectly in the cup holder of your car. So true personal air purifying companion while you're driving. So I had it on my desk earlier. I had to turn it off because even though it wasn't too loud, you would have heard this sort of buzzing in the background. It does have different speeds as well. It does have an indicator on the actual quality of your air also. So basically where your personal space happens to be, the XCD portable air purifier can purify the air for you. So it's got 3 fan speeds, a visible air quality indicator, a built-in rechargeable battery that runs for up to 4 hours, and you can charge it through the USB-C port on the device. Comes with a USB-A to USB-C cable. It's really portable, really lightweight too. It only weighs 0.33 kilograms and it's pretty quiet. It's as low as 40 decibels and requires virtually no maintenance. You don't need to replace filters and only needs a bit of a wipe down once a month with a soft cloth. So yeah, if you do have those sensitivities, it's good to have this with you because it's easily portable. So it's small enough to fit. And I reckon it's smart to have it this shape because it obviously fits in your cup holder in your car, but also fits in the side of your backpack. You know how people put water bottles and stuff? This will fit in that space if you need to take it with you everywhere. And it's got a HEPA H11 filter on board as well, so handy for anyone who's got allergies and other sensitivities. Apparently, according to research, 2.7 million Australians have got asthma. 4.6 million suffer from hay fever and other related conditions. And you know what? Sometimes during bushfire season, and you know when they do backburning as well, you know, you can smell the smoke in the air. That really does compromise our air quality. So here's a device that can help keep the air around you pure and clean. Check it out. It's $129. It's available exclusively from JB Hi-Fi, the XCD Portable Air Purifier. Check it out at techguide.com.au.
You're listening to Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly supported by Norton. They're the company that can keep you and your family safe online. It's a new year and our digital generation continues to see a rise in cybercrime and data breaches. Don't leave your devices without protection or your personal information open to exposure. It's time to have a plan to keep your devices and personal information protected. Save your time and money should the unthinkable happen and your devices are at risk to cyber threats like malware, ransomware, or viruses, or your personal information being exposed to cyber criminals looking to trade your details on the dark web. Introducing Norton 360 Platinum. With device security, a VPN for online privacy, parental controls, and identity protection with dedicated restoration support and dark web monitoring, you have a comprehensive plan in place to help ensure your information stays in private. It's peace of mind for your devices and your identity. With Norton 360 Platinum, if you become a victim of identity theft, you'll have access to their dedicated identity restoration specialists to help you address your identity theft claim and help you resolve it. Norton 360 Platinum is available now at Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, or online at au.norton.com.
All your tech questions answered. This is the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Welcome to the Tech Guide Help Desk. It is brought to you each and every week by our good friends at Belkin, and they've just released the Auto Tracking Stand Pro with Dock Kit. Now, this is a product that you put your phone on it. It'll follow you around the room. You can either put it in portrait or landscape mode. So easiest way to FaceTime, create videos, hands-free live streaming, video conferencing. It does offer 360-degree rotation, 90-degree tilt as well. So if you stand up, sit down, move around, it's going to track you. It's $299. And that's one of the many products available from belkin.com/AU. Now, I get a lot of questions from a lot of grey nomads, I like to call them. They're the people who have retired and they're in their caravan and travelling around Australia. And I often get questions about connectivity. They go to some places where they can't have an NBN plan. They're in a caravan or a truck or something. So they need to be able to connect. And my suggestion is always sort of to consider a hotspot. And so your phone, of course, can be your hotspot. But your phone, if it's a hotspot, it's going to go through a lot of data. It's also, it could eat through your battery as well. So I reckon I suggest to these readers of mine who are asking these questions to buy a dedicated mobile hotspot. So you're not relying on your phone to stream Netflix, to connect to the internet, do those things. You can buy a mobile hotspot that comes with its own data SIM. So it's separate from your phones and it's only data. So you're able to connect, if you want to stream video, connect to the internet, browse, whatever you need to do. And it creates this little Wi-Fi network. Now, of course, there are some places where you just can't connect. And unless you get a satellite connection, like a Starlink on your roof, then you're not going to connect in those areas. But because you got to remember that the stat of Australia is a big country, right? So the Australian landmass, there it only has is it's the whole landmass is only 35% of it is only covered by cellular coverage. 35% of the landmass of Australia has cellular coverage. That leaves 65% of this big country with no connection at all. And so having this kind of deal, a mobile hotspot, is obviously not going to work in 65% of the country. If you're wandering in those very remote areas, you should best consider maybe a Starlink setup so it connects via satellite. Down the track, there may be other solutions with satellite connectivity, but for the moment, they're your best options. And that is the end of Tech Guide episode 592. Thank you for listening through to the end here. We appreciate it. Anything we've spoken about, of course, you will find and can read in more detail at techguide.com.au. And please get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is info@techguide.com.au, or click the Ask Stephen icon on the right-hand side of the homepage there. There's my photo there. It's hard to miss. And that will send an email to my inbox as well. We want to give a special shout out to our brilliant sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs, and also Norton, the company that can protect you, your family, and your devices online. Please support the amazing sponsors that support the Tech Guide podcast. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back with another show next week. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.